Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
He was like, sorry, I'm thinking with the wrong head. And I was like,
I hate him.
No, he's lovely.
I feel like he says that to other people. I feel like
maybe
he's practiced
like that's
that
his
line.
Jam. Maybe.
I mean, yeah, you probably don't come up with that drunk on a Saturday night at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking with the wrong
He said that
head.
Once to a girl and she laughed out of pity. And now he says it to
every girl,
woman.
Every single woman on the street. It doesn't matter. He's just saying it.
He's talking to his mom on the phone. He was
sorry,
like,
mom, I'm thinking with the wrong head.
Bringing this audio note to you from outside. You guys can hear the birds chirping. Editing on this episode is brought to you by Cool Hand Movers again for the next, I think, week. We have a week left on this campaign. Cool Hand Movers is matching Patreon donations and donating them to the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project. Incredible organization that helps queer folks coming out of immigration detention centers get the resources that they need to be successful at a really critical time in their lives. QDUP.org for more information if you want to volunteer. And Cool Hand Movers is a local moving company. You get 10% off in the New York City area. I've spoken with them personally. They're wonderful people. So go check them out on Instagram, Cool Hand Movers, coolhandmovers.com, patreon.com/WHGS. Enjoy the episode.
Okay, well, we're here.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We are in the apartment.
We are. This is amazing.
We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex.
That we are.
I think Frankie just came.
I did. I mean, jizz everywhere.
That's
amazing.
YouTube people, Patreon people, this is the episode for you. There is cum all over my
everything.
Apartment.
If there was a black light, it would just be jizz, except for my hands, weirdly. Like, how did that happen? Why are my hands pristine? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm a Jedi.
We're having gay sex with Frankie French today.
Yes. Which I just French Kiss. I just my brand.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fun.
Is that like Instagram handle or?
No, it's just I'm going to use it for something at some point. I just think French Kiss. Look, Ashley, okay. It's that. And then I also have the French Quarter.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, right. That I want to film something in NOLA.
Okay.
And then title it The French Quarter.
We don't know what it is yet.
No, I don't know what it is.
But something will be filmed.
Something will be. Yeah.
You're manifesting.
I'm manifesting it. Yes. I manifested Dave Chappelle into my life.
I think it's...
Mana-Frenching. You stupid whore. That's so good. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah, I love that.
Wait, go on about Dave Chappelle, because you have a great Dave Chappelle story.
Oh,
this is when I met you. You were telling Sam.
I did tell a little bit about it.
And then I saw your set, and I thought... We have to get this woman on the pod.
You're so stupid, and I love that.
Turns out you're blowing up.
I'm doing stuff.
You're the winner of Stand Up NBC.
The current reigning champion, yes, ma'am.
You just filmed something with Anthony Anderson.
I did, yesterday,
obviously
which was awesome.
Has to be good news.
Truth be told, that's only my second acting thing.
I believe that.
And the first one was like even bigger. Like, it's so stupid. It's so dumb. I'm like, these dummies think I'm an actor. Like, this is hilarious. I'm not.
But you're a person. You've got such a strong point of view and personality.
Oh, thank you.
That when you're booked for something, and I'm making assumptions, obviously, but I feel like if you're booked for something, they're booking you.
Yeah, right.
Only you can do you.
Sure. Like, for sure, because I can't do anything else. This is it. But yeah, so Anthony Anderson was so sweet and so lovely. He was like, Frankie, I was telling my mom that she needs to pay attention and take notes. You're a legitimate actress. Like, you're amazing. You're incredible. And I go, Anthony, I said, this is my second acting thing. He goes, shut up. I'm like, no, seriously. He's like, well, you're literally a natural. Like, we thought, like, you were, like, an actor for years. I'm like, no, buddy, this is, like, a brand new thing that I apparently became an out-of-work actor in quarantine.
You man-a-Frenched it.
I man-a-Frenched it. Yeah. Bananas. It. Well, so it's kind of cool.
I'm really glad that you're here. I want to talk a little bit of just about, like, your set because...
Oh, please, yeah.
Wait, we might as well because we're doing them. Yeah. And I have such a great intro for you today, Kate.
Okay. Okay.
So Kate is my cancel coach. They keep me from getting canceled.
Oh, my God. We are best friends. I love it. Go ahead.
Great. I'm in.
I'm always like, cancel me. I'm a gay, bisexual, black Muslim woman. Challenge accepted, bitch.
Like, so this is part of why you just did the intro.
That is the intro.
Oh, sorry.
No, that was perfect.
It was literally perfect. But when I saw your set, you said that you were bi. I obviously knew you were black.
Clearly.
And then you mentioned that you have a queer daughter.
I do. Super gay. The gayest person that exists on planet Earth.
So yeah. Why is she so gay?
So this is why she's so gay.
Well, I don't know. What are your child's pronouns?
Oh, they, them. Sorry. Thank you. Keep me from getting canceled already.
Oh, thank you. Well, so this is the thing with them also. They're very free with their gender. And so even if you misgender, technically, they don't really care. They're just like, you know, these are my pronouns. Please be respectful. If you are, you know, if you misgender me, it's fine. I get that you're working on it. You know what I mean? Because the they, them is brand new. It's only like whenever you saw me, it's like literally a few weeks new.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, like very, very new. So this is my daughter. Yes, I'm saying daughter because they prefer daughter, but they're also they, them, he, him. And I'm like, you know what? You beautiful fucking Pegasus unicorn. Perfect. I don't know what's happening, but mama likey.
Oh,
so, but yeah, they are the gayest person on the planet. So we do a podcast called By the Way They're Gay. And it's like a parenting podcast for BIPOC, LGBTQIA youth who, you know, just in general, but it's really targeted towards kids who don't have good coming out stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just want them to, one, see a positive parent-child relationship.
For sure.
And also to, like, have a place where they can find hope and commiserate and, you know, resources and things like that. So on the podcast, we're talking about me being bi.
Are you open?
Very open, yeah. In our marriage? Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So
gross.
Then,
I could, ew, be with a man all the time. Barf. No, thank you. I'm sorry, guys.
So maybe they'll be your wingman in the future.
Well, no, because we talked about it. You know, I was like, you do know that Daddy and I have an ethically open relationship. And at some point, you know, we've had girlfriends in the past. We may have a girlfriend. And they go, well, she better not spend the night because sometimes I get scared. And if I need to come in your room and get in the bed with you, she better move over.
This is the future, kids. Yeah, this is the fucking future.
I love that.
Your kid's going to have a night. Your kid, your they, them, he, him daughter is going to crawl into bed with you with your mommy, daddy, and girlfriend.
And girlfriend. And be like, scoot over. Wash your hands. Why are your hands clean? Okay.
I love that your daughter's like talking like they're a full-blown adult, and then they're like, but also if I get nightmares.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
I'll tell you.
Because these topics are not out of bounds for your family.
Oh, no. We talk about all the stuff and the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like no one talked to me about anything. So, I mentioned before, I grew up Muslim. So, this was just a no-no area.
Like, listeners, Frankie gestured to...
to my vajazz.
Yeah.
Because it's shiny. But yeah, so we never talked about any, like, I got my period and thought I was dying. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get to go to sex ed, none of that. It was like, nope, no sex ed for you.
That's relatable. I knew what a period was and I still thought I was dying. I mean, it's a
reasonable
reaction.
My mom had serious separation anxiety, so, like, really didn't want to have those, like, puberty conversations with me. Mm. And my therapist told me what a period was. My friend,
that's
my male
hilarious.
90 million year old therapist told me. So
you're gonna get the lady times. And it's when you come of age and you have to give your secret garden to a gardener.
He's also a woman named Ethel that I do Shabbat with every week. On Mondays he's Fred, and then on Fridays he's Ethel.
Clearly. And when you stepped into womanhood, he sat Shiva for your childhood. So really sweet.
Well, we're so glad to have you here. Let's do for real intros. I'm oh, Ashley nice. Gavin. I'm a comedian. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. And then, Kate, I have a great intro for you today.
Let's hear it.
The gender-free referee.
Oh!
Keeping me from getting canceled. Blowing the whistle so I can stay down in your thistle. It's Kate Sisk.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk, the gender-free referee.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, the same way that your daughter seems very, like, free and open with gender, mm-hmm. I am caged and tortured.
Hilarious. I am living my nightmare.
So any pronouns, I'll cry in response to any of them. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke, and I'm fat, baby.
Ew. Oh, yes. The fat in the chat.
I love it.
Do you mind introing yourself?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we're basically twins because I'm very gender fluid. I'll take he, they, her, she. It doesn't really matter to me. King is my main preference.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, queen of everything. I'll go with that too. I'm a comedian. I'm a bisexual woman married to a man. It's gross. And I identify
as poor choices made.
Yes, 100%.
According to your daughter.
Ugh. That girl, I don't know what's happening there.
But you're trying.
You know what's cute, though?
Love them.
Their dad always called them baby girl from the time they were little. Mm-hmm. And once they said I'm they, them, he, him, now he calls them baby they. And it's the cutest. Oh. How cute is that?
I did That's... just get chills.
Isn't that the cutest thing?
I didn't get chills, but I... Because
like, I did
because
get wet,
I feel fine as a woman, but didn't affect me personally. Didn't go deep into my memory bank and thought about my own father and wished he called me baby they, which is something that you should think about. But
how cute is that?
That?
Yeah, I want to make baby they t-shirts to sell at shows for because I'm sure they're not the only person that would love that.
Yeah.
It's such a sweet term of endearment. Yes, you have like baby girl, baby boy, but no one's ever called really anybody baby they.
And baby person doesn't have the same.
Baby person doesn't have. It feels hurtful. Like I'm an adult. No, you're not. You're a baby person. Right? It feels like. But that's my intro. And I'm Frankie French. I'm a comedian, actor.
natural actor.
I'm a natural actor, thanks a lot, dad. He's not an actor. I don't know why I said that. That made no sense. I'm a wild person, so
we love you.
Yeah,
you're great.
Oh my god,
it's always great to record with another podcaster because they just fucking get it.
Oh my god, I love podcasting, interviewing, just talking shit, my favorite fucking thing on the planet, and I curse a lot.
All right, well, but no, we don't care.
Yeah,
we're making merch that says there's so much clit here, so
I need one immediately. You know the t-shirt that our podcast Nonprofits is making?
Tell me.
Don't shit on my chest and tell me it's finger paint.
Okay, so I can't wait to hear that story.
There's literally no story behind it. I was trying to remember Don't Piss on Me and Tell Me It's Raining.
Yes.
And I couldn't.
Oh,
and that just and that just
so
came out
funny.
But you found it.
But I found it. Right.
Yeah.
I found
and
it
it's
in
better
a different,
than the
and
original.
It's better than the original. I'm like, yeah, I think yeah.
Modernized it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So the story of this podcast is that I was in serial monogamy for like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Did a year of hoeing. I needed it because my relationships were pretty rocky, pretty bad.
I dig
and
it.
And I was like.
Like toxic shit, just kind of like, yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
A year of that, I met a wonderful woman who I had a really healthy relationship with.
Nice. I love that.
Not great timing. So the split was very amicable. And now I am hoeing again.
I love it.
And at some point, I'll find a shorter way to brief guests. On all of
no,
that.
No, I love it.
I
love
feel
that
like
for
we're,
you.
It's like the sequel of a horror movie, like The Hoeing Part 2.
Hilarious. The Hoeing. I love it.
The Hoeing Part 2. The slut is back in town.
The strap is coming from inside the house. Wait, I want to do more. I want
to
do
like
more.
It's like the classic horror trailer image of your fingers trailing along a wall and then they just end up in a pussy.
No, it's coming out of one and into a new one.
And I was going to say,
it sounds like a snail trail across glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Duh, come on. That's get perfect. With it.
That's perfect.
And in the beginning of the movie, one cis straight male dies.
Oh my God, immediately.
That's in the opening scene.
Opening scene. It just opens to his death. Like, we don't even know how or why, but it's bloody.
No, no, no. Yeah. He says, yo, you're a lesbian. You want to have a threesome? And that's the moment
definitely...
before the hoeing. I don't know what I kill people with.
And then, I think.
Yeah. But then right before as you're coming to murder him, he goes, you should smile more. And then, yeah. Like, he's so aloof. And then it's just, yeah. I like it.
Cuts to you smiling more, covered in blood.
Right.
Yes. Blood splattering up in my face.
Ashley, we think it's Ashley, but then it cuts to and it's my daughter.
What?
And twist. She's murdered the guy. And smile, yeah. Okay.
I'm fine to be cut from the role, honestly. That was too I'm dark. Happy. You know what? I'll write it. They can have it.
I'm sure Frankie's daughter's a natural actor, just like their grandfather before them.
Who was not at all an actor. He's just absent. But kind of so like an actor.
Sort of more of a magician, really.
More of a magician.
A performer,
well,
though.
Well, that was my mom. She was a delusionist. And what? So she was deluded about everything. Like, okay. She just was the biggest. So my mom gave me away when I was
Where
born.
Where are you guys from?
From New York.
Okay.
We're from Brooklyn. We're from here. And when she had me, she just left me in the hospital. Like, I'm good. Ugh, gross. I didn't
Are
mean
you
to do
serious?
That. Yeah, my grandma came and got me. So my grandma really raised me. So there are points in my life where I lived with my mom, but it was really me and my grandma going to help my mom with her terrible children.
Yeah.
It was really what it was. So my mom was always a horrific monster. Like, she tried to murder suicide me when I was 8. I'll tell that story later. But
you don't have to.
Oh,
if you want
no,
to.
I'm fully healed from it now. Like, it took years, and this healing like happened literally in the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because before I couldn't even think of her without like bursting into tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, so she was a delusionist. Like, she was completely deluded. And she told me like things like, yeah, I speak French. And she would go, voulez-vous que ça fasse à ti? Like, it's nothing. Those are nothing words. But I'm a little kid. I don't know.
Is that the beginning of voulez vous coucher avec moi?
It is. Will you sleep with me tonight? That's the only real French she knew. And so I met a friend in like fourth grade who was like a French exchange student. And they came home with me. And I'm like, oh my God, my mom speaks French. I'm like, say stuff to them. Like, you guys speak the same language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my friend, after she like did that bullshit, my friend's like, your mom doesn't speak French. I'm like, well, what does she say? And they're like, nothing.
I can't believe that your mom committed to the bit.
I know.
With a French person.
Yes, with an actual French person. My mom was
Is your mom Donald Trump?
Yeah. She's like, she's Black Lady Donald Trump, 100%. She's totally deluded. Yeah, complete lunatic. When she actually died of AIDS, and when she got it, so she was.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You've been through a lot.
No, I won, so it's fine. Well, she did try to kill me. I'm like, but you're dead now, so.
You're like, I'm fully healed, and now I will be announcing my life trauma as if I was like a sports announcer.
Coming in third, we have Frankie. Okay. but seriously, so when she told us, like, the family that she was HIV positive, she tried to tell us that she had gotten it from this judge that she was, the Supreme Court judge she was dating in DC. I'm like, are you sure it's not the heroin hemophiliac Haitian guy that's gay for pay? Like, are you sure it's not that guy? Because I feel like it's probably that guy.
Also, wait, can we back up? How did she meet the sleeping with?
So, okay, she was sleeping with both of these guys.
Wait, she actually slept with a Supreme
this guy
Court judge?
And Scalia?
Yes.
I was about to say, which one? Clarence Thomas?
It was a white dude. Yeah, it was a white guy. And so
it probably was Scalia.
That sounds probably right. Could have been. But we lived in Reston at the time, Reston, Virginia. If you know anything about Fairfax County, literally has been, and I don't know if it is still now, but was the richest county like in the world. And a lot of like government people and hoity-toity whatever's live there. So our friend group and like the people we would be around were like really successful, like high up government type people or their kids. Mm-hmm. So her friend group, like, they would do shit like, we're going to the Hamptons. I'm like, bitch, you're poor. Like, how are you going to the Hamptons?
Yeah.
But she had these like really wealthy friends that would take her like jet setting all over the place.
Also, and she was lying about speaking French, and God
and
knows
what
else.
And she was lying about speaking.
Fitting
and
in.
And God knows what. And she's like beautiful.
And I guarantee you some of these people were like, we have black friend.
Right.
Black Muslim friend.
Black Muslim friend. Well, she wasn't Muslim anymore at the time. So she was just a whore. And so, she would hang out in these really like she was like with the Prince of Egypt one night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they would do these kind of things. So, but on the flip side of that, she also like had these like dope friends too. You know what I mean? And like these people that were like really were parts of the underbelly of society. Like she would take me and hide me under a blanket and drive to DC and be like, hey, so take this bag up to that building. They're going to give you another bag. Just bring it back. It's fine. Oh yeah, they were taking me on drug runs. Like I could have like literally gotten murdered, arrested, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever think about your own talent? Because nowhere near these types of experiences. But sometimes I think about my rocky relationship with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about the good in her. And like your mother obviously was a weirdly powerful person mm-hmm. to be able to, you
kind
know,
of toe that line between all of these worlds.
Between these worlds.
Yeah.
And obviously an extremely flawed person and
super flawed, yeah.
More than you can say, just from what I've learned just now. In healing your relationship, even just internally, mm-hmm. do you ever think about, I did inherit something? You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. I'm exactly like her in many, many ways. And I think that was her issue with me almost, that I was a better version of her. Mm. And she, you know what I mean? And she never got, because she had dreams.
Because you got your shit together. And
yeah,
you
I
had
mean,
to
I
be strong.
I didn't for a long time, though. I didn't even know what my shit was to be together. I didn't even know my shit could be together. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I struggled for years trying to understand how the world worked because no one really prepared me for it.
Yeah.
You know, and not like, no blame game, like, oh, my life was rough because, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying in reality, I didn't know how to be a solid person. Like, I had to put a lot of work and a lot of time in to learn, like, oh, okay, this is how you should parent. This is how you should be in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Things like that, I didn't know. Because every example I saw was horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
And abusive. Like my sister, my oldest sister, she had a boyfriend right out of, I want to say she was like 17, 18. And he was very wealthy. She got pregnant. He wanted to marry her. Solid dude. And this is how fucked up my family was or our upbringing was. He comes home one day and the house is in shambles. There's blood like dripping through the house.
I killed a straight man in there. Sorry, I saw one go in. I had to take him out.
But he calls the police, obviously. My sister's nowhere to be found. He calls the police, obviously. And the bottom line of what actually happened, she had just staged the scene like she had been kidnapped to like manipulate him to do a thing that she wanted. You know what I mean? And so they clearly broke up. He was like, this is psychotic.
Yeah.
You know, this is beyond the pale. Like, good luck with that kid and I'm gone.
Yeah.
None of which is okay. All of it's bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's like the kind of examples of relationships that I saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I didn't. So, you know, I thought, oh, okay, well, you abuse and manipulate people to get, that's how they know you love them.
Yeah.
No, that's not how people know.
Yeah. And it takes, I relate to this so much because like Jen was the first healthy relationship I ever had. And I literally had to do all this work to retrain my brain to not. And sometimes like this is very vulnerable, but sometimes I'll like listen to certain songs or I'll look at old photos with a particularly toxic ex, not because I'm missing them, but because I realize it like taps into the old way that I knew love.
It's familiar.
It's familiar.
It's like comfort food. It's like mac and cheese.
And I don't do this often, but I'm very mindful where I'm like, almost as a comparison where I'm like, wow, like this feeling is so different than what I now know love to be.
Right.
And it's really, it takes so, you gotta, if you're not talking about your mom in therapy, you're never gonna fix it.
No, no,
you gotta
not
talk about
it.
Your mom.
Yeah, you have to. So yeah, so that's kind of most of my backstory. But actually it's not, there's so much more.
Well, we've got time. I will talk about my gay sex from this week, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Although that was very gay sex.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It was. Like, that's the type of pillow talk that you have after gay sex.
Just unpack your entire life.
Yeah, and all your trauma. I wanted to talk today a little bit about, okay, so I dated this girl for like 6 years. Super codependent relationship, long distance. And she's dating this new person, which is fine. It's been a really long time. It's been like 5-6 years dated them.
Yeah, yeah.
We had like a closure meal. Like we don't talk very often.
What did you have for the closure?
Yeah, I was so gonna say, well, because so if curious. It's like a Caesar salad, that's not closure. Okay.
We went to Westville.
Okay, what's the, I don't know, I'm not familiar.
It's like a diner, but with a lot of vegetarian options. Sure, modern diner.
Nice,
modern
okay.
New York diner.
Okay.
Okay.
What did I have? Probably some sort of veggie thing. What did she have?
Probably some sort of edgy thing.
Yeah.
I'm more of a vegetarian myself. That's my preference.
Yeah, we had this closure meal. She's dating this new girl. They bought a house together.
Oh, wow. Cute. Okay. How long have they been dating?
A number of years. Maybe a number of years. Okay. Years.
All right.
The girlfriend directly after me, I believe. Maybe a year or two.
Now, have they worked on themselves?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Okay. We're not friends.
Oh, okay. All right.
I probably shouldn't know this information.
Gotcha. All right. No, that's fair. I love this for you.
Because
yeah.
Another thing that I've talked about in the podcast, but that I've kicked as a habit because I realized it's so stupid, is the old Instagram check-in.
Oh, no. Yeah. You got to delete and block. You got to block. You can't be tempted.
I didn't block, but I'm not doing it anymore. But while I'm like clean from the Instagram check-in for a few months now.
That's good. I'm proud. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so you've been
good.
Sitting with what you're about to tell us for a few months.
Yes, I've known this information for a while. The girl she's dating, I got a text message from my friend Sarah. Shout out, Sarah. I know you're listening.
Hey, Sarah. Wow, wow.
Hi.
Oh, you got to name this. You got to name my ex-girlfriend so we don't out them. Oh, yeah. You want some information?
No, I'm just going to name.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
man
gonna
of friendship.
With Ajubi.
Ajubi. So Ajubi, yeah. Great name.
Thank you.
Is that a real name?
It was the name of my favorite stuffed animal when I was little.
Oh, that's
that
really
my brother
sweet.
Murdered. So go ahead.
All right. A lot of murder in this episode.
And left it on my bed, like stuffing out. What a monster. Okay, go ahead.
As a
Are
warning.
You guys still close?
He's actually my favorite brother now. Yeah.
Well, he's creative. Ajubi, she texts me, my friend Sarah, she goes, why is Ajubi dating a bootleg you?
We call that a poor man's Ashley. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It'd be a poor man's,
poor man's
blah, blah,
Ashley
blah.
Gavin, yeah, and I'm actually going to bring it up.
So it's like, you're from Amazon and she's from Wish. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh my gosh.
I need to see this immediately.
I do need to see it
what
as
do you,
well.
Ajubi's girlfriend, what do you name her?
Oh, Ajubi's girlfriend, Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi.
Yeah, just.
So I was like, you don't
that
think that Chi-Chi looks
like
a
me?
Little bit like me?
You brought it up.
Yeah.
And what did Ajubi say?
Why did
say?
I do that? Why did I do that?
I don't
what did
know.
Ajubi
what
say,
is
though?
Wrong with me?
You're a
this,
genius.
This is a deep episode where we are just revealing horrible information
I love
about
this.
Ourselves.
I love it. Love
she
it.
She cut
so
her
much.
Hair, so I'm going to go back in time pre-haircut. Let me get to the backwards hat shot. We
yeah,
gotta get the
that'll really
hat
seal
shot.
The deal.
I hate that when I've been stalking a friend. I'm like, wait, I want to show my friend's thing, and I'm like, wait, did you delete that post from 36
that?
Weeks ago?
Where is that post? I'm intimately acquainted with this.
Well, maybe you Here brought it up, and Ajubi was like, delete.
Oh shit. Okay. All right. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
I do see it.
It's yeah. you.
And this little video, if you can't tell. Is a sketch comedy video. So, yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean when you have such a strong type like that?
I mean, I think it means it's your jam. Like, I dated a guy once because he looked like Tupac. That happened in my real life.
That's different. That's totally different.
Did you ever accidentally say Tupac?
No, but I did say, get the fuck out of my house. I did say that.
Did you ever say, I knew you were alive?
Yeah. No, this was actually, yeah, Tupac was not dead. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Tupac
right.
was actually
like,
still alive.
Like right now, similar to now.
Okay, thank you. Finally, someone tells the truth. He is totally still alive.
Where
okay.
is he?
I don't know. I'm looking. I don't know. Hey, Pac, if you hear or see this.
Yeah, because he's definitely yeah. a huge fan of We're Having Gay Sex.
Just DM me. Just yeah. Well, he did come out. Well, his brand came out with a line of Pride-related
oh,
Tupac
cool.
gear.
Cool.
Which I thought was very cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I'm asking is because I'm shitting on my... Ajubi right
yes,
now for dating
are.
Someone that looks like me.
Well,
that,
in my opinion, means they're still in love with you in a lot of levels. Totally. What?
I accept.
Yeah.
That's I mean, exactly I, what Ashley wanted to hear.
Because that's the truth. So I used to date this guy in LA. He was this Russian dude, super fucking hot, but he was also weirdly psychotic. Like, I'd call him up and I'd be like, hey, Johnny, I need you to come by. He's like, I'm 10 minutes away. No matter where, no matter when I called him, he was 10 minutes away. And I'm like, why are you always 10 minutes
it's
from
like
me?
It's like Cher's dad in the valley in Clueless. Everything
yes,
is
it's 20 minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's always 10 minutes away. Literally, he would just, and I'm like, no, Tony was his name. I said, whatever I said. Tony was his name. I went back to LA to like visit, and we just so happened to like stop by his house. I didn't even know like that was the house we were going to. He had another black woman that looked exactly like, and I said, wow, Tony, you got a poor man's Frankie? Like, cute. And he's like, and he like literally told her like, you go in the room, and like wouldn't let her come out.
Oh my God.
And then just sat there because like gazing into my eyes.
Yeah. Two of you met. You'd create a time warp. Yeah. A time warp would happen.
It was actually just you from the future.
Right, it was just me from the future.
That's why he's always 10 minutes away. He has a time machine.
That probably is right. He's sending future him to me.
Yeah.
Wow. That's such a mind.
He is fucking at all times.
This is mind fucking.
Literally. He invented time. He stole the Russian time machine from the Russians.
Yep. He sure did.
And was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to use it just to fuck. Only Frankie.
Honestly, yeah.
Honestly, that is the ideal reason to use a time machine. Fuck killing baby Hitler.
Yeah,
no. We gotta fuck future Frenchie.
You gotta fuck future Frenchie. I'll take it.
Yeah, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because I am also, I showed you this girl's picture.
Dating someone that looks like them?
You need to not do this.
Okay. You can prevent.
You can prevent Doris fires.
Only you can prevent doppelgangers.
That's good.
I have been talking on Instagram to a girl who's very funny.
Uh-huh.
It's very attractive.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's not like, oh, you're a funny regular human being.
Right.
She is professionally funny.
Oh, nice. Is she a comedian?
No, she's an actor.
Oh, okay.
I dated an actor who was incredibly funny,
mm-hmm.
and who I like had this intense trauma bond with.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at Kate's face because Kate, okay. It was the unhealthiest relationship of my life. We were in the closet. A lot of it was sexless. And then when sex came back, it came back in this like super unhealthy way.
Gotcha.
It was the relationship that catalyzed this entire podcast.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
I was like, I have to just change my entire life.
Yeah.
And I want to say about this person, I don't think they're listening, and I'm sure they wouldn't care what nice things I said about them, but I loved this person so much. Our connection was so strong and real, but it was also very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And both I think they would agree.
Yeah.
This girl that I'm talking to looks so much like this girl.
Yeah.
Is an actor.
Oh, no.
And like, I just...
And charming you with her wit.
So charming. So, like, in control in this way that is familiar for me from this other... I don't want to say that she's controlling because I don't know
her. I get what you... Like, in command of who they are.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And to the point where... I don't know this girl. She could be amazing, but I'm frightened. Of how much she is like my ex.
Here's my question. Are you attracted to this person because it reminds you of your ex?
Oh, that's a good question.
Rather than really being attracted to that person.
Right. You're saying it might be the fact that they're so similar
to
my ex.
That's why I'm saying you can avoid this, because that's what I picked up on. Because you brought it up. I wasn't like, hey, Ashley, crazy. She just looks just like her. You were like, is this too similar? So it's
what do you think?
You're...
Are these two?
You're
left
saying
or right, left or right.
You're saying as long as I don't make her into the doppelganger.
Right. I think it's fine. Yeah. If you are attracted to this person's inner spirit or whatever it is that attracts you to people.
As long as I'm not bringing something unhealthy.
Right.
This is another thing. You can create unhealthy situations
100%.
With healthy people, and then you're both healthy people separately, but together. Yep. You're insane.
Yeah. And you know what? Speaking things out loud sometimes takes away their power. So if you were like, this is so weird, but you remind me of my ex, I know that you're not her. So like, that's something I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I know that seems weird to say.
I get
what you're saying.
100% agree with that. But yeah, that's my gay sex from this week. Thinking a lot about not bringing trauma from the past into the future.
I love it.
Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world.
That's him. That's my ex.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing him up. Can you ask him for some money? His divorced wife looks just like his new girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I think so.
See, even the most... I mean, he's got to talk to his therapist. I'm assuming he has a therapist.
I don't know.
He probably owns a couple of therapists. They probably own some of those, for sure. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
The comedic timing on that was just beautiful. Well, that's my gay sex from this week. And before we get to more gay sex, just a quick reminder that the Patreon is so, so helpful for me. Just remember that this is, we're a small operation. It's me and an editor and an intern booker producer and Kate. And it all it takes is one. If everyone donated $1, we would have so much more money to go around and to spare and to get new things like an editing computer. And right now, if you donate to the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS, not only do you get free tickets to my shows, bonus episodes, uncut content, uncut video, stand-up comedy, cameos with me, Zoom calls with me, you also are having that donation matched by Cool Hand Movers and having that donated to the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project. What a time to be a patron. Patreon.com/WHGS. Thank you, guys.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Frankie, did you have gay sex this week?
I did not. I've been working like a maniac.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I haven't even had sex, straight sex. Like, I literally have not fucked my husband. Like, and he's just, like, he literally called, he's like, you know, we didn't have sex while you were in town. I'm like, you know that I don't care. you do know that, right? Not literally, because he's 100% wonderful. I'm very, very lucky and blessed to have him.
He obviously is a very understanding human being.
Well, you know what it is? It's not even understanding. And I get chills every time I think about it. And it's probably very, because I've never had this with any person that in existence, not even family.
Once again, I do not have chills because men, but keep going.
Well, no, it's not even about his maleness. It's about the fact that he believes in me. Mm. That's the only reason he supports me. It's not, he doesn't understand. He hates that I leave. But he's like, I know what you're destined for, and I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
That makes me want to cry.
That's special.
Yeah, and that, like, I've never had that with a friend, a parent, no one. And he, even when, like, I came home, literally, and it was like, okay, I'm only here for a couple hours, and then I got to leave. And he's like, I get it, you know? And no, what human, no one wants that, you know what I mean? He's faithful, you know what I mean? We have a very clear, established relationship in terms of dating outside of that, so we're both welcome to, like, if I'm out of town, I can see whoever I want, if I whatever.
Yeah,
but he's always like, you come first for me. Yeah. You know what I mean, period. At the end of the day, it doesn't, nothing else matters, and I can really trust and be comfortable in that.
Yeah,
where I've never had that before, you know, so it's very cool. So as far, no sex at all for me in the last week.
Well,
now that I'm, thanks for making me think about it, actually. Now I'm realizing I'm very horny. No,
yeah, actually your husband asked us to ask you that and make you feel good. And horny.
He sent your husband message from the future. Time is here.
Come on in, Charles. You're gonna fuck him on the podcast.
Come on down. Literally. Do you have a gay sex story that you'd like to share, or a bad date? Because I know you're full of stories. Usually, I don't put people on the spot.
Yeah,
like this.
No, I have a bad date.
You can take a time to think.
The worst, my worst relationship with a woman. Her name was Michelle. I'm going to just say her name because fuck her. And she looked like Michelle.
I don't know if ethically I have to go in and bleep this now, but
I'm not going to say her last name, but her name is.
Call our lawyers.
In New York, there's a special. Okay. She looked like.
SQU, the special queer unit, making sure that no one gets canceled.
But she looked exactly like Michelle Rodriguez.
Okay.
She, yeah, fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
And I was in love with her, like, for, like, really, for real, like, I think we're going to get married because I'm a sappy idiot. And
you're also a queer woman. And
oh, every woman. Just... I never know when women are, like, I never know. I'm like, are we doing this? And they're like, no. I'm like, totally. Yeah. Nope. That's right. Yeah. Got it. Yep. My bad.
But
I thought we were.
At least you have the confidence to ask. I just want our listeners to know, better to ask.
Yes. Better to ask. Totally better to ask. Better to ask. And I was completely like head over heels for this girl, and her birthday was coming up, and she was also bi. And so I'm like, well, this is great. It's, you know, everything is just aligning. It was not. And and so I threw her this big ass birthday party. I was living in LA at the time.
You little simp.
I was. I'm talking DJs. Like, it was a fucking blowout. Like, it was, yeah, it was dope. It was so amazing. And like halfway through the party, she's just gone. And I'm like, hey, have you guys seen Michelle? Anybody seen Michelle? She was outside in my car fucking her ex-boyfriend. Yeah, and I'm standing outside the car going, why did you
saw it?
Yeah, so I was looking for her.
Oh my god.
And so I went outside, and at the time I smoked cigarettes, and so I'm standing outside smoking a cigarette, and I'm like, why are my car windows foggy? That's weird. Oh god, there's somebody in it. Oh my god, guys, help me. There's a stranger in my car.
Oh god.
It's my girlfriend. Those are her butt cheeks.
How long did they take to figure out that you were witnessing?
When I started banging on the window, like, guys, what are you doing? And they're like, just go away. Just go away.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
So they were they were high. They had to have been drunk or high to be like, just go away.
I don't know. But I know they didn't. Like, someone else ended up taking me home. Like, they wouldn't come out of the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, a friend ended up taking me home.
Yo,
like, kind
she's
of like
fucked up. That is so next level.
That's next, like, yeah.
How does shame not immediately?
Yeah. The fact that she didn't feel shame makes me feel like she
felt zero shame.
Either she's a sociopath or she wanted you to see it.
It could have been either. But this is the thing with me. Even if I love you, I'm so easy breezy with things. Like, you can literally.
So you were fucking a man in my car.
No.
Happens all the time.
No. But what I'm saying is, if you don't want to be with me.
Oh, yeah.
Just say, like, like, I'm good on this relationship. We could still have the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
But don't, like. In my car?
Yeah.
Inside of my car?
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't let me in it to go home? I have
unreal.
To, like,
unreal.
Although, would you want to drive home with all the smells and things?
No, I'm sure. And it looked pretty jizzy in there. It looked, they were getting jizzy with it. Yeah, for sure. I'm better than that. I promise. I am better than
I'm not.
That.
I laughed.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And then I was looking for the time travel reference because we're going back to 1999.
Yeah. It was about around somewhere in that era. So that was my worst date story.
Well, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
So, I mean, I have since healed. I was, fuck you, Michelle, for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I was
just
screaming into the void for a long time.
I've only just reached that point about the ex that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm only for the first time, and I still, like, it's mixed feelings, but now I'm finally open to the part of me that was like, that was fucked up. And you have every right to be angry. You have every right to be angry about that.
Yep.
Took me a long time. We're talking so much about healing. I'm curious what you feel, because I know what I feel I did to get to a place where I could separate myself from the old ways that I knew how to love and into the new ways. I'm curious the things that the action items that the listener could, like, what are some things that you did to help heal yourself?
So here's where it's going to get a little interesting. So my husband and I, we've been together for 20 years.
Oh,
so he right when I was like coming out of all of my worst shit, like he and I started dating probably a year probably 2 years after Michelle.
Okay.
And then a year after like my second big love. And so I dumped all of my shit, all of that trauma and grossness. Blah, 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 I just vomited it all over him and his life. Right. Yeah. There's definitely a universe where he and I are not together, where one of us murdered the other one. That happened. But the interesting thing about it is, and I do not recommend this, I don't think, in the logical brain sense, but we like healed together.
Yeah.
We, you know, we put a lot of work into ourselves, into each other, learning, because our relationship was super toxic when we first got together. I was a monster. I didn't even know it. But he loved me so much, or whatever the connection was so strong, we couldn't leave each other you know what I mean? Like, it felt like, well, we can't, I have to be with you. Like, this just feels like we're supposed to be together. And then over the years, we went to therapy separately. We went to therapy together, and we got honest, not just with ourselves, but with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, this is really the only relationship where, like, I trust him completely.
Yeah.
Like, I don't worry about anything when it comes to him. Like, someone one time said, well, you know, he's not your best friend. Like, your husband can't be your best friend. You know, would he call you if he had, like, a dead hooker in the trunk and, like, a Kia cocaine in the car? I said, no, he wouldn't. he would look next to him in the passenger seat and go, what the fuck are we going to do? We have a dead hooker in the trunk. That's my best friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he loved me when I couldn't love myself. And I did the same for him. And so I think the big thing it took was honesty.
Yeah. Radical honesty with yourself.
Radical, uncomfortable honesty.
Because now when I talk with women, now that I'm single, I'm straight up like, I am not emotionally available. These are the boundaries that I have. Mm-hmm. And because I'm kind in the way that I present that information, they actually hear it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid to share stuff like that. They're afraid to tell their partners when they've done something wrong. And then and then it builds up and it becomes a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And you're keeping that shit inside of you. And then it all
comes crumbling down.
And sometimes it's because you don't want to admit it to yourself, too.
True.
When you're not admitting it to the other person.
Like
you rationally, intellectually know that you've done something wrong. But emotionally, you can't admit to it.
Yeah, you don't want to say. No one wants to say I'm a bad person, or I've been a bad person, or I did a bad thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I think that's the big difference for Charles and I, is that we have those conversations in the moment when it's happening. And bigger than that, when we can't talk to each other, we'll say, you know what, I can't do this right now.
Yep,
that I need to walk away.
Yeah,
and then when I can do this, we can do it
and
later.
Not forcing it.
And not saying, you're going to talk to me now. No, you don't. I don't owe you this moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't owe people our moments. You have to be respectful, like you said, of boundaries.
Yeah.
Right.
If I can't handle it, you got to understand and respect that.
But that you'll come back.
That will come back. That's the other
key. That's where
the trust comes in. That will definitely. I do that with my daughter too, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are always like, oh, they're 15. Oh, that must be terrible. And I'm like, no, because I didn't raise a fucking cunt. They're actually super cool. You know, and they have issues. And in those moments, I'm like, hey, buddy, like, what's going on? You want to talk? No. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not currently fit for public consumption. So go hang out in your room, think about yourself, and come back and let's talk.
Yeah, process.
100% of the time they come back. It could be 5 minutes. It might be a day later, but 100% of the time they'll come back. You know what? I was hungry, I was sleepy, I was angry, whatever it was, and we'll talk.
Yeah.
You know, and I give them that space to think about their emotions. I didn't have that growing up.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, you're crying? Pow! Well, let me give you something to cry about more. You fucking gave me something. I'm already crying about the first thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I didn't get that. So I think it's the communication, the honesty, and the trust.
What a deep episode.
Indeed.
Look, let me tell you something. When you're fucking with the French kiss, it gets deep. Okay. Oh, that was gross. Yeah, I heard it as I said it.
I liked it, though.
I heard it after it came out.
She's in your tonsils. It's French. Frankie French.
That little dangly thing in the back of your throat. Okay, all right. That was too far. That was a step. Okay, I heard it.
Do you mind if we go to Kate?
Yeah. Come on, Kate.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, my gay sex for the week is a blast from the past, since we're on the whole time machine thing. And it's a straight interaction.
Oh, okay. great.
As straight as an interaction with me could be.
So it was pretty fucking gay. It was pretty fucking gay, bro.
So
no hetero.
So I was, I just remembered a detail of this story that does not make me out to seem like a good person. Okay.
Yes,
well, we're being very open about
we're clearly animals.
I really liked this girl, and it was like a no-go, but I was all riled up.
A no-go because she wasn't interested in you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at a party?
At a party. Okay. Yeah. So we're at a party. It's a no-go with this girl. I'm feeling disappointed, but also still horny.
Horny.
Because I had held all that sexual hope.
Maybe.
Right.
Sexual hope is so powerful.
Do you have confidence?
So I think I did have confidence. Kind of like a manufactured confidence through like forced femininity.
Didn't we on a previous episode have sexual regret?
Yeah.
Sexual hope.
Sexual hope and sexual regret.
Yeah. Hilarious.
The two sides of the coin of life.
Okay. So
I think maybe sexual hope and sexual regret are what dominates everyone's brain from the time you're like 15 to 25.
I'm going to say probably about 10. I was an early bloomer.
Yeah, well,
around.
Okay, fair enough.
When
fair
did
enough.
I first have sexual hope? Probably the end of 7th grade, 8th grade.
So I was a late bloomer, but I think that it gave my sexual hope a lot of time to build up.
To build up.
Which is important for this story. Mm. So I, on the grand scale, I had a lot of sexual hope. This night had a lot of sexual hope. it was a no-go with the girl, and there was this like cute boy there.
Yeah.
And I had like the fake confidence of like high heels and a short skirt,
which love I, like, it. Yes.
And like my soccer thighs just like all the way out.
I love that you call them soccer thighs.
Oh, Kate plays for the I national have a, Puerto Rican soccer team.
I'm gonna punch your face. That's so awesome. I Isn't love that.
So fucking cool.
That's the
they
that's
did
super
Olympic
awesome.
They did Olympic qualifier.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you talking to me? You're way fucking cooler. What the fuck?
They're very my cool. past glory life, my glory days.
That's
and
amazing.
They're also an NBC, the late night writers workshop, right?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. I love it. Yeah.
And they yes. rejected me from everything.
Where's the lot of them?
Who's the winner now? Still NBC.
Nothing but a bunch of dime store hookers. The lot of them. All of them. Every last one of them.
You don't want to lose your contract. We'll cut
Just
that.
Cut goblin monsters. Go ahead, Kate.
So I like started dancing with this guy.
Grinding, I get it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Grinding. And we like started making out. And the Love one it. Bad thing is like the girl was there. And so it wasn't for her. It was definitely for me. But like
but
in the back
bit,
of my head, that was, it was like a little bit.
Yeah.
Was she gay or was she bi or?
She was gay.
All right.
So it was really,
wow, so that's
it
a
was
big
like a personal.
That's a big
that's
fuck
a really
you.
Large right. fuck you.
I would feel
and,
hurt.
And you know what? It's not a fuck you. She wasn't into it. Like, that's okay. But it wasn't like straight girl being like, oh, no. And that really just.
Please do that face again. Please.
No.
That is such a straight girl.
I will say
straight
this.
Listeners. I enjoyed the face, and I will have sex with you.
Oh, samesies. I didn't say I wouldn't fuck. Come on. Not an animal. Go ahead.
Okay, so it was like a personal... It wasn't like, oh, she's just not into
girls. Yeah, but it was
girls.
Just for you.
It was like, she's not into me.
Yeah.
So she was there while me and this guy started making out, and then me and this guy go... back to my place, we're like making out, and he like goes to the bathroom for a second, and he comes back, and we have like some open communication about what's gonna happen. And he was like, I don't know, like we're friends, and I don't want to like jeopardize anything like that. And I think what he really wanted was to bang without any consequences, but I was like, perfect, we'll just make out for 3 hours.
I'm just gonna
You're
get-
like, I know what men want.
I knew what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was pussy.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. He really was cute, and I really was attracted to him. And we were like making.
I like how you're playing with your hair as you tell just, this story.
Right.
So I'm in femme. The time machine
it's
right
so,
now.
Yeah, you're in the time machine. You're back.
I dig it.
Your hair is
very,
long.
I have a very visual memory, so I like feel like I'm like sitting
in the moment.
On my bed.
Yeah.
Wearing the outfit that I was wearing, so yeah. That was probably it. So he's like, yeah, I don't want to like go too far and jeopardize the friendship. And I was like, great, like let's just kiss and keep our clothes on. And that was like the boundary that we set. And so we were just like making out, having a good time. Corniest line, I loved it. He like reached to go like up my skirt, and I was like, no, like let's stick to like the boundary we set. And he was like, sorry, I'm thinking with the wrong head. And I was like,
I'd have been like, is it Max Headroom? Okay, never mind. That's such an obscure reference.
We just kept, so we kept making out.
Oh my God.
And because of all the sexual.
I hate him.
No, he's lovely.
You like the line?
No, the line sucks.
The line is terrible.
But he was
hilarious.
A nice guy.
It's hilarious.
If I was making out with someone.
I feel like he says that to other people. I feel like
maybe.
He's practiced
like that's
that
his
line.
Jam, maybe.
I mean, yeah, you probably don't come up with that drunk on a Saturday night at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking with the wrong.
He said that head. Once to a girl and she laughed out of pity, and now he says it to
every girl,
woman.
Every single woman on the street. It doesn't matter. He's just saying it.
But you
he's
know
talking
what?
To his mom on the phone. He was
sorry,
like,
sorry, mom, I'm thinking with the wrong head.
As cheesy as it was, the whole night was like a masterclass in like checking in with each other and keeping the boundaries. So
cute.
Like,
I like
that's,
it. I dig
that's
it.
Impressive for a young man.
Because you're
I would
feeling,
say.
You're like feeling like you want to do more, but you're not necessarily
yes.
doing more, which can be very hot.
Okay.
Which can
so,
be, yeah, a little too hot. Like, I just right? came everywhere. Sorry.
Okay. So that is what happened.
Yeah.
He can't. No.
You did. Yeah.
No. You're a man, Kate.
I was so
literally,
full of sexual hope.
Every
I'm
story,
so proud of you.
Every story.
She just comes out of nowhere.
Kate is confused about their gender Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's right. You did
fingering some girl is like, do you have two clits? I'm like, you don't know what the clit is. You're a man.
Yeah.
Kate, you're a man.
That's hilarious. You are, dude.
I love it. In your pants.
Yeah.
With no touching.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're making out and you're kind of like against each other. Yeah, a little dry humping.
But like intense dry humping?
No. I was just full of sexual hope, and he is attractive, and I love making out. And I just...
I can see that. I've been there before.
No, I am not there.
Oh, really?
And...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can totally come...
From light dry humping?
From light dry humping. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, great. Now I don't feel so alone.
Absolutely. That's how I learned to come. Right? When I was 4 years old, sorry, but this is the truth, I was standing in my family home, and I was, like, reading a book or something, and just kind of bouncing against the sofa. But sure. It was, like, clit height. Yeah. And so it was like hitting me on the clit.
But most sofa arms are
clit height.
Around clit height.
Yes.
By design.
Right.
For learning this how purpose. To trim. It always comes back to trimming.
Everything does. And me, a young pup, I was like, oh, that feels interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kept bumping against the sofa, and I was like, I don't know what this is. Holy shit.
Woo! You came?
I guess, yes.
That's crazy. I didn't have my first orgasm until college.
I was flipping this game all through elementary school.
Yeah, everyone's different. But I do think there need to be, and I hope everyone, listener, take this in the right way. There are so many stories about men masturbating as children, like fucking different objects.
Oh, yeah.
I want more
women to do
women
that. Yeah.
Fucking different objects story, like childhood masturbation
well,
stories.
Well, famously in the movie about fucking a pie, the girl also fucked herself with a musical instrument.
That flute. That's true.
I haven't seen it in years.
American Pie, yeah. It was a flute, right?
I think so, yeah.
This one time at band camp.
But that is a myth because, I mean, maybe you'd fuck yourself with a flute. But
yeah, that's like a next level.
I want more clit stuff.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I think it's a lot of pillows.
Yeah, a lot of pillows. Yeah.
That was, I graduated to a pillow after that. I was like, well, if I could do this with a sofa arm, imagine what we could do with a pillow, right?
Okay, so you want to know the kicker on this story?
Please. Yes.
I was embarrassed, so I was silent.
Oh, you're like...
I could have been like,
you didn't make noise.
I didn't make noise at all.
I just quiet came
because I was like, he'll think it's weird.
Yeah.
So we keep making out, and then still only very light dry humping, he was like, I want you to come.
You're like, oh.
From dry humping. And I didn't feel like I could be like, I already did.
So you faked
it? I faked it. And that's the only time I've ever faked it.
But you didn't. You know, that's what's
right,
hilarious.
It was just on a delay.
It was on a delay.
It was a time traveling orgasm.
That's
time traveling.
This is an orgasm from the past.
This is hilarious. I
owe
love
you
that.
One, so here it is.
I love that for you. That's hilarious.
That's a great story, Kate.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
better. You're not
a
bad person.
So good. Yeah, you're not a bad person at all.
Look,
it's great.
I'm not pro-fake orgasm, but that's a very specific scenario.
Yeah, and that was a very nice thing to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like I would have done that too, like, ooh. Well, you're late on that trigger, buddy. You're right. Hold on a second. Oh, my God. I'm almost there. Holy shit. Oh, my God. What's your name again? Yeah. Okay, John. Oh, my God. John. Yeah. It would have been that whole thing. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're
I'm steady tucking behind the ear. You know what? I've never met anyone that's similar to me in this way, so I'm very interested in you.
Mm.
And I want to... But I want to understand you as a human. So, and I'm not being funny right now, though this may sound funny, but... Growing up when I was little, there weren't words for how I felt inside.
Mm.
So I would tell people that I think that I'm a gay white man inside.
Mm-mm.
And because that was the only, that was what made sense in my brain. Why I was white, I don't know. I think it was the entitlement. But but I feel like when I am very feminine, I feel like I'm playing a woman. I don't ever feel like a woman, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
I have that line too, but more for you.
I think the confidence that I was feeling during those years, all dressed up like that,
is maybe similar to how a drag queen feels.
Mm. Right. Okay, that makes sense to my brain.
Yeah.
That was another thing I wanted to do, was have someone do me in drag.
Yeah.
Like, but you're a woman. I was like, right, I get that.
Right.
And they're like, do you want to be a drag king? And I'm like, no.
And
like,
when I think of you, hyper. When I think of you dressed up like that, when I see those photos, it does remind me of drag. And when I get dressed up like that, or when I did, it feels like drag. But for me, I think the line is probably a little further. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but there is a line where I start to stop feeling feminine and start feeling like fake feminine, or like presenting as feminine. I don't know where that line is.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
I think for me, it depends. Like when someone, because oftentimes people are like, Frankie, you got to dress like this. And I'm like, that's not me. I don't want to put heels on and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so in those moments, if I let someone else kind of dress me up, then it feels false and phony.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the same token, when I do it myself, I feel very confident. I feel super sexy and attractive. I'm like, they don't even know that I'm not a woman. It's like, bitch, you are though. Also, see, I'm not even kidding.
That's my exact experience in college is like, To go out to a party, I would wear like my slutty feminine clothes and I'd be like, let's go. And then literally they've meant very, very well. My aunts took me shopping for clothes to wear to class, like kind of like more professional than, because I just wore like soccer clothes for the first 20 years of my life.
Hilarious.
So they took me shopping and like bought me clothes that would be nice feminine clothes to wear to class, and that I felt like a doll.
Right. Yeah. It feels false and felt like I wouldn't pick this for myself, because my idea of femininity too is different.
Right.
I'm like, give me some slick fucking stilettos and some leather pants. That's my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to be fucking John Travolta in Grease.
Yeah.
But
that's
not the lady part. You heard what I said.
You heard what I said.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
I feel that way on the mask side too. Mm. I feel like when I get too mask, I start to have like a weird reaction too, where I feel like this makes me uncomfortable. This is like too much for me.
I think
I feel very in the middle.
That can happen to me on like the mask side of things, but it's not
because you're a man that comes in your pants.
Like if I try to like really butch it up, it's not that it's too masculine for me, it's that I don't feel like I can like pull it off or whatever. And I think gaining weight has really helped with that. Like I just like I can shop in the men's section and like fill out the clothes. My like belly goes out further than my chest, so then that like changes the whole shape of things.
Interesting.
Yeah, so thank you guys for sharing that with me, because I've always
it was a great question.
Frankie's closing out the podcast.
Oh, shut your face. Sorry.
No, close us out.
We're right on time.
Oh, seriously, but thank you guys. I appreciate you sharing that with me, only because I've always felt like that, but I've never had a verbal conversation with anyone about it. And so I'm like, am I weird? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel weird, and I don't identify as male or female.
Yeah,
like, I even have an X on my license.
Oh, nice.
Under my gender, because I just like, I'm like, neither one of those really works for me. And I like being who I am when I want to be whatever.
Yeah.
So, that's what
I've appreciated this conversation too. It made me think a lot.
Well, I really respect the mutual admiration and appreciation, but I'm just going to take ownership of this. That's what this podcast is for. That's why if you're new and you're listening for Frankie, we love these conversations. So.
Yeah, this is great. I've never met a bi woman that's so similar to how I view things ever.
Yeah.
Never, never, never. They're always very femme.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Kate's you from the future.
Oh, shit. Now it all makes sense. It makes sense. And with the soccer thighs, I should have known. I didn't play. I always wanted to, though. And I just got the thighs.
It's never too late to start.
I'm down.
Well,
this was amazing.
We love having you. Tell the listeners what you're working on so that they can come and find you, your Instagram, everything.
Yeah, please follow me on Instagram. It's at Frankie French, which is spelled weird. The whites love to put a U in there, and I know that a U should be in there, but it's not. It's spelled FRANQI.
I actually love the way it's
me too.
The whites here. I did not want to put a U in there, and I loved that it was a Q.
Thank you. Everyone, even when I spell it, they go Q U I, and I'm like, nope, no U, and they're like, what? Like their brain like just blows
up.
I don't understand.
Frank Qui French?
It would be Frank Qui French.
We should ask your mom.
She's dead.
Isn't it French? Wouldn't it be French? Oh, maybe.
Maybe not. We'll cut
Is that
joke.
Why I picked that last name? Because to honor my mom?
Oh, you picked your last name.
Yeah, so.
Oh, for sure. That's
I
your
was,
mom.
Yeah, I was working.
That's 100%.
I was an executive.
Should talk about that in
therapy. I was an executive director for a tech company when I started comedy.
Oh, what
and
company?
I can't yeah. say. Oh, okay. Yeah, we Fair did enough, not maybe. End on good terms. And I
used to work in tech.
Oh, you,
yeah. But we'll talk another yeah. time.
And so I didn't want anyone to see my comedy and then like report mm-hmm. me and I get fired. Yeah, so I just used a moniker. And the first name is actually my husband's nickname, and I could have him with me all the time. I know, oh. gay. And and then I wanted a nice name that had a good alliteration, so I picked French.
It's a great name.
It's a
thank
perfect,
you.
It's a very famous name.
That, I'm
yeah,
not,
it is.
We'll
You're
see. Man of Frenching.
A man of Frenching. So FranQiFrench. And then all of my other pages are there in my profile. And you can click on those and follow those podcasts.
Yeah, go listen.
Let's hang out.
Go listen to her podcast.
By the way, They're Gay. It's my favorite. Like, that's my favorite. And nonprofits is also fun, too. We spotlight
have,
different
We have
nonprofits.
So many young listeners. So I'm sure they
yeah.
will be a great fit for
yeah. Oh, my goodness. So we're on hiatus, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. I'll post about it. So make sure you follow me. Definitely come check it out. My daughter's on. They are bananas. Like, you guys, if you like are in the kind of young range, we'll love them. Like, they are bananas. Yeah, bananas.
Well, thank you. This was
thank
wonderful.
You.
This yeah, this
awesome.
Was wonderful.
Great recording. Great episode. We're done. And the gay thought this week is going to come from you guys. I went on to my Discord. We have a really fun Discord community going. I'll throw it on my Instagram this week. It's a lot of fun. It's just queer people and allies hanging out, making conversation. I know some people have made some friends on there. And I asked them this week what the gay thought should be. And so here are some of my favorites. Why do we call it, there's an airplane. Hold for airplane. Why is every woman in the Olympics so attractive? Are they attractive or am I just really gay? Thinking about driving 5 hours just to fuck my girlfriend and then driving 5 hours back. Smiley face. Why is it so much easier to casually come out to people when you're in a queer relationship? Like, I just used to slip my girlfriend into conversation, and it was really easy. But now I feel like I have no idea how I'm going to work it in other than just doing a WHGS intro at the top of every conversation I have. Those are the gay thoughts. One last time, this episode was sponsored by Cool Hand Movers, a great local New York City moving company. Go check them out on Instagram if you're planning on a move in the future, because WHGS listeners get 10% off, and they are matching Patreon donations to our Patreon and donating them to QDEP, the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, patreon.com/WHGS. Have a great week, guys.